Revelation 1 and verse 6. But let me read from verse 5 to get the sense. The second half of verse 5. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests, to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6. I particularly want to concentrate in this short discourse on these words. Christ, and that's whom we're talking about, has made us, John is writing to believers, testifying to believers. Christ has made us believers, made his people to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. It's all part and parcel of praise to Christ. And that's why I've called this praise to Christ 2. Why is it praise to Christ? To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Why? Well, he has loved us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. And now this thought, and what a thought it is, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. Now, this is absolutely fundamental to what is coming in Revelation 2 and 3. It's the seven churches. But at the absolute root of the doctrine of the church in the Bible is this kingdom of priests, the priesthood of all believers, to serve Christ, God and Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the forgotten doctrine of the New Covenant. In my book, The Priesthood of All Believers, Substance or Slogan, I make the point that this priesthood of all believers as a repeated phrase appears in nearly all confessions everywhere, but is so little understood and even less practiced. It's absolutely fundamental. If I had to put my finger on the one error that has brought such damage into ecclesia life, church life, it is the replacement of the priesthood of all believers with the priesthood of some believers, or one believer in a church. The clergy, the laity business, all to do with that sacerdotalism, sacramentalism. If you want to know more about what I'm saying here, then, as I say, The Priesthood of All Believers, my book, and also The Pastor, Does He Exist?, where I go into detail in this matter. There are other books of mine, too, which deal with it, but these two in particular. This is, I say, a vital point. Now, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant stand in tremendous contrast here. If you compare Revelation 1, 5-6, with Exodus 19, 5-6, what an interesting, strange providence that is, that these verses come. Revelation 1, 5-6, Exodus 19, 5-6. In the Old Covenant, Exodus 19, 5-6, just before the giving of the law, this is what God says, if you keep my covenant, if you keep my commandments, if you stay with me, if you obey me, if you keep my covenant, you will be to me a kingdom of priests. That's what God said to Israel. If you keep, if you walk in my way, if you obey me, if you keep my covenant. What does God say in the New Covenant? To Christ who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests. In the Old Covenant, Israel had to obey and keep and they would become. In the New Covenant, Christ has accomplished the work. He has loved his people. He has freed them from their sins by his blood sacrifice. And he has made them, turned them, consecrated them into a royal priesthood. You get the same in Revelation 5, 9-10. You get the same in 1 Peter 2, verse 5. A kingdom of priests made by Christ's work. Christ has made us priests and kings to God, brother and sister. This is our royal prerogative. This is our privilege. Of course, you couldn't be a king and a priest in the old covenant, but in the new covenant you are. Every one of you, every one of us in Christ is a king and a priest. It's not some believers, a few special believers, or maybe one believer in an assembly. All the believers are all offering spiritual sacrifices and are kings to God. I haven't time here to develop it. As I say, my book goes into more detail. And more detail needs to be gone into. As priests, we offer ourselves as spiritual sacrifices. Romans 12, 1-2. We offer praise. We serve God in the gospel. We are preachers, ministers of the gospel. In the widest possible sense of the new covenant, this is essential to church life. We edify one another. We encourage one another. We mutually build one another up. We're members one of another. It's a glorious thing we get here in the new covenant. And it's a slogan which is repeated and so little understood and so little practiced. The reformers failed on it. They knew that they could go straight to God without a human priest, an intermediary. And they thought that people could take part in liturgy, in the liturgical responses in the church. That was all they saw. Oh, what a pitiful picture. Yes, we can go directly to God. Of course we can. Of course we can take part in singing hymns and so on. But there's far more to the priesthood of all believers than that. And where this fails, where this is dropped, church life goes out of the window. John Newton saw it, you know. Blessed inhabitants of Zion, washed in the Redeemer's blood, Jesus, whom their souls rely on, makes us kings and priests to God. That's what he sang. And then you get this hymn by Cyril Argentine Aylington. What a lovely hymn it is. You that know the Lord is gracious, you for whom a cornerstone stands of God, elect and precious, laid that you may build thereon. See that on that sure foundation you a living temple raise, towers that may tell forth salvation, walls that may re-echo praise. Living stones by God appointed, each to his allotted place, kings and priests by God anointed, shall you not declare his grace? You a royal generation, tell the tidings of your birth, tidings of a new creation to an old and weary, sinful earth. Tell the praise of him who called you out of darkness into light, broke the fetters that enthralled you, gave you freedom, peace, and sight. Tell the tale of sins forgiven, strength renewed, and hope restored, till the earth in tune with heaven praise and magnify the Lord. Yes, there's a duty as kings and priests. There is a privilege as kings and priests. And my text today is all about praise to Christ for making us, brother and sister, into a king, into a priest before the Lord. We belong to that royal priestly band. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. It cost him his blood. But through his blood, he has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Let us live today as a royal priest of Christ. Let us show the world what it means to be a king and a priest of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us live to his praise and his glory. Amen.